during the sales tax holiday, everywhere in the state, on certain items, you will be able to save the 4.225% sales tax that the state charges. And then, depending on which community you live in or shop in, you can have additional savings. Cities and counties and other districts like ambulance districts or community improvement districts have to specifically opt out to not participate in this. And there are 172 cities, 52 counties, and 11 special districts that have notified the state that they will not be participating. So, but if where you're shopping they are participating, the sales tax savings will be even greater because either the local city or county or special district tax won't be charged. So the savings can add up quite a bit if you shop in the right place.
But, you know, it occurs to me, with all of the taxing districts we have in this state, it gets to be a significant bookkeeping problem when some are in, some are out, some small district decides it's not going to, some big district decides it will. How does the revenue department keep track of all this?
Well, that's what we're here for. I mean, we already collect the sales tax for all the local entities anyway, as far as sales tax is concerned. We already collect for the cities and counties and many of the special districts. So it's while it is something that takes more time to do and, you know, make sure and double check, it's something that we are equipped to do, and it's something that, frankly, I mean, it is in state law, so we abide by the state law. But it's something that we are able to do.
Have retailers, we've done enough of these now, have retailers pretty well been able to adapt when their county is in or out? They can make the adjustments with their cash registers or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's something that maybe in the first year that they tried it, there might have been more confusion. But as we've done it now for several years, I think the merchants are a lot more comfortable with it. And the department obviously has done it several years. So it's something that we are have been able to do and you know, will continue to do.
Now, I can't just run right out and buy a bowling ball or a new car with this sales tax exemption, can I?
No, the law is very specific about what items you can save on, and in general, it's clothing that costs less than $100, and, you know, that obviously does not include things, you know, accessories like purses or jewelry or watches, things like that. School supplies, you know, are also eligible for the tax exemption on this. That's things like textbooks, pens, pencils, crayons, chalk, even handheld calculators are in that. And then also, this is the one that usually is the biggest savings, at least for the high-end items, personal computers that don't cost more than $3,500 also are eligible for the tax exemption. So obviously, a minimum of 4.225% of a personal computer, and even more if your local jurisdiction is participating. That's a nice chunk of change to save.
Do I have to prove that I'm going to use stuff for school, or can I just go out and buy a computer and save a sales tax on it? Even me, an old duck who hasn't been around school for 40 years.
No, it's even though it's commonly referred to as the back-to-school holiday sales tax, although it's commonly referred to as the back-to-school sales tax holiday, anyone is eligible to save on the items because obviously, you know, that's the parents are usually the ones buying things for children in elementary and even up into high school. So it's not that you have to prove that you're going to school or that that's what it's going to be used for, but obviously because of the timing of the holiday, you know, just a few weeks before school starts, that's why it's commonly been known as that. And it was the intent for that to be a primary reason that people would go and shop at this time and get some savings on these items, but it is not exclusively limited to that. So if you're just, you know, a 50-year-old person who hasn't been to school in many years. You can, if you buy pencils that weekend, you will be getting the savings as well.
Do you have any way to know whether this actually provides an uptick of business in the stores over the weekend? Is this a merchandising thing that pays off for these folks?
It's something that I think in the past, I don't have any hard facts or figures, but many merchants have said in the other years that it has been held, that it has increased foot traffic, that they do see a spike in the sale of some of these items. And again, if you are looking to buy a computer for the new school year or even for general use, whether you go to school or not, this would actually be a time when you can have quite a savings on that. So I believe it does increase the amount of people that go out and buy these items for that particular time, but I don't have any hard and fast figures to prove that.
And it'll be the end of August, the 1st of September, before the sales tax payments start to come in, before you really can measure what kind of an impact this has had on the overall income of the state.
Yeah, actually, merchants have well into the next month, the 10th, to return their sales tax remittances. So, right, that's when, on an individual basis, you might get some indication of how successful it was, but again, it's just 3 days out of the month, and only certain items are excluded. So it's hard to get a fast and, it's hard to get a true and fast number on this, but obviously you could maybe on an individual basis in a community get some indication, but it's hard to get a really accurate number on that.
Based on what you've seen in the past, Ted, is it more likely that the bigger cities and bigger counties will opt out, or the smaller cities, or is there a pattern in who stays in and who comes out?
You know, actually, even with the economy, we've been asked several times, are a lot more cities not participating as opposed to last year? And the number of cities or special districts only increased by 3. And actually, 2 cities, Rolla and Cottleville, actually opted in. So there were 5 cities or districts that opted out, but then 2 who had been opting out opted in. So that was a net loss of 3. And so that's really not a dramatic increase compared to last year. And no, it's interesting. The combination of cities and across the state, it's a good mix. I mean, some are larger cities like Columbia is not in. They have decided to opt out, but cities even larger than Columbia are participating. So it's up to the local jurisdiction, and that's how the law was written, where it gave the local jurisdiction the right to decide what they wanted to do. And the Department of Revenue doesn't urge local jurisdictions to either be in it or be out of it. We just keep track of their decision.
Is there a place on the website of the Revenue Department, Ted, that shows that people can go to find out what is included in the items they can buy and what communities are in or what communities are out? Do you have lists there?
Yes. On the general website for the Department of Revenue, which is www.dor.mo.gov, there's a general listing of what is eligible for the tax exemption and which cities and counties and districts are not participating, and many other questions that people normally have about this. So if they go to the website at www.dor.mo.gov, they can get all those answers to all those questions.